Richard King for breakfast.
Now, he's our wild thing. He's one of our NRL Nation commentators, and he'll be calling the game. You can hear all the action right here from 7 o'clock tonight. Mark Spud Carroll, along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane, calling what's going to be an absolute blockbuster. Looking forward to it. Panthers take on the Storm, and the man himself is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Richard. Where you been?
I was down in... I'll tell you what I did do. My first day off, I went to Henson Park for the Beer, Food and Footy Festival. What a great day that was.
Well, I was looking for it. We ran out of beer, actually. I ran out of Budweiser in 2.5 hours. Unfortunately, didn't take enough cans. You learn from experience, and we'll be better for the occasion.
But hang on, you've got a beer, have you?
Yeah. I was up on the hill. I'm with a brewery called Ecom.
Oh, I went to see those guys. That was the first. Yeah, that was the first one we went to. We tried the Ecom because I had an email from somebody who's the father of one of the guys. I think it was.
Small world now. I think it's. I've always wanted to create a beer. It's called Spudweiser.
Spudweiser.
Double D. Second word is Weiser. Weiser. And I've just started, mate. It's just like a bit of a hobby at the moment, but I enjoyed it. It was a massive day.
Oh, it was a great day. Yeah, it was a fabulous day. It looked a bit iffy at first. There was a bit of rain, but it cleared up. It was a perfect day. Yeah,
certainly did, mate.
I don't know where we ended up. We ended up at a pub somewhere playing pool well into the night. It was a fabulous day. Look, there's been a lot of talk this morning, following on from what Darryl Broman had to say about the inclusion of Les Boyd in the Rugby League Hall of Fame. You got any thoughts on that? You know, Darryl Broman saying, look, he broke majorum, was out of for 9 months, then he got out of for 12 months for eye gouging. How can a bloke like that get up in the Hall of Fame? But I've had others saying, hey, he was an entertainer, he was a bit of a showman. Sure, he played rough and tough, but, you know, a lot of players did back in his era.
Everyone's got an opinion, and I just, with you saying that, it's first I've heard it. So, Les Boyd, he was a guy which, in the days of Terry Randall, or the days where they were tough, there's a couple of missed men is what he did, yes. How they picked the criteria, I've got no idea. Was I in the list?
No, you weren't. They missed you next time. And Sam Burgess is there too, the very first English representative to be named in the NRL Hall of Fame. Too. That's an interesting one.
Well done to Sam. I think I still remember the day that just looking across the road at my gym now, and Russell Crowe turned up with Sam in the car. He said, can you look after this kid? And, you know, we certainly, he helped South Sydney win a competition, so well done to Sam.
Sure did. Yeah. Look, Graham Annesley came out yesterday and said, look, clubs are going to have to, you know, accept this as a warning. Stop using the HIA rort to secure free interchanges or face... Do you think many clubs are doing that? I mean, you're watching all the games. Yeah.
Of course they are. The thing is, wherever there's a new rule, there's also a rort as well. And if you're not in the rort, you're not doing it right. So the thing is, why is it taking them so many weeks to work this out?
Yeah. Yeah. And the other interesting, well, it's not an interesting one, the massive number of hamstring injuries that have happened this year, but in the NRLW, and it's only a few games in, there are already apparently 9 players out with season-ending knee injuries. Was there a common injury back in your day?
No, there probably wasn't. Knees, maybe here and there. Corks were probably the biggest thing. Corks. Yeah. That's the worst injury Steve Menzies ever got, was a cork. And you just look at the way they train average, especially the women, like doing deadlifts and carrying on. Well, what do you reckon that? Does that put pressure on your knees? Bloody hell, it does.
Yeah. All right, blockbuster night. You're calling the game along with Brett Camorley and Joel Kane from Bluebet Stadium. It's, it will be a blockbuster. The ladder leaders against the current premiers. For the Panthers, minus Liam Martin, thanks to concussion. I think Scott Sorensen's out. Melbourne, who knows? Melbourne won the first game, didn't they, I think, down in Melbourne earlier in the year. This will be a cracker. Who are you going for?
Yeah, Grand Advantage. They are massive out there at Penrith. But, mate, I think it's time for Melbourne to strike. They're so-called spine's been a bit iffy. We'll see the way they play tonight, how much a minor premiership would help them. Because mentally, you go, we've just won the comp, the first part, now we're going to take the part two. So I'm going to go Melbourne.
Okay, well, I'm going Panthers there. Righto, the early game tomorrow night at Four Pines Park. It's your old team Manly up against the Warriors. Seagulls looking for back-to-back wins. Josh Alawai's back for New Zealand. They'll welcome back Sean Johnson and a few other players. I'm going for your mob, the home team, Manly. Who do you like? Obviously Manly.
I'm going to be at Manly, home ground advantage. I think last week was a great performance. To go down to Canberra and get the chocolates, I think we'll go Manly.
Okay, the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium. The Roosters, the tricolours, fresh off a bye, welcoming back Dom Young and Nat Butcher. Parramatta caused an upset over Penrith last week. I'm going for the home team, the Roosters.
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing, Richard. I think Parramatta, they get up for certain games. One was against Penrith. I think the Roosters could put a score on them, say 13 plus.
Okay, the early game on Saturday, the Bulldogs take on the Dolphins. This game's being played up in Bundaberg. Canterbury, they're in great form. Beat the Dragons last week, and the Finns fought off a scare to beat the Warriors. This will be a toughie, but I'm going for it is a home game for the Bulldogs. I'm going for Canterbury.
Well, I think I'm still catching you.
So you are. Dolphins,
I think the Dolphins, as a player, you want to put Wayne Bennett out as the winner. The Dogs have been great, yes, defensively, but we'll go to the Dolphins.
Okay, the 5:30 game up at Townsville, the Cowboys. Well, Todd Payton swung the axe following their loss to the Broncos last week. Chad Townsend's paid the price. He's in reserve. Jake Clifford, he's back in. And Ricky Stewart's made another change to the halves there for the Green Machine. I'm going with the home team, the Cowboys.
Which Cowboys are we going to get, Richard? That's the
well,
question.
Yes, exactly.
Such a great position to be in the top eight. I'll go the Cowboys home ground advantage. It's so important this time of year.
Okay. Out at Campbelltown, the late game on Saturday, the Tigers take on the Rabbitohs. Both sides coming off losses last week, and Tigers obviously desperate for a win to avoid yet another wooden spoon. I'm going for the Rabbitohs.
Yeah, Rabbitohs by plenty. I feel there's dramas there at the West Tigers.
Okay, the early game on Sunday, the Dragons take on the Titans down at Wollongong. Obviously a big game for the Red V. They need a win to have any hope of keeping in touch with the top eight. But they're minus Kyle Flanagan, copped a 4-week suspension over the Viding charge. What did you think of that?
Seriously. If someone sticks something in your mouth, what are you going to do? I didn't see any body. He had a mouth guard on. But if you look at the vision, Crichton, they do it as a wrestling move. You've got to keep your head nice and close. He's on top of him. He's 100 kilo against 85 kilo. Mate, he grazed his tooth. He might have a sharp tooth, but for him to get 4 weeks, what that has done, Richard, it's derailed the season for the Dragons.
Yeah, well, and the other thing that's a bit of a highlight of this game, this is the early game on Sunday, yeah. Kieran Foran for the Gold Coast playing his 300th NRL game. That's a hell of a milestone.
Yeah, Brent, but I forgot to say one thing. Can you tell me this? Why did Crichton wait till the end of the game to complain about it? If I've tackled you and you bite me, I'm going to blow up. It was no blow up, but regards Kieran, unbelievable, 300 games. I reckon when he retires, he could be a physio because he knows every body thing that's been broken. He's had so many injuries, but 300 games.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. All right, the final game, it's who are you going for in that one? Dragons or Titans?
I'm going to go Titans.
You're going the Titans. I'm going the Dragons, the home team. Okay, PointsBet Stadium, it's the final game in round 24. The Sharks take on the mighty Red and Blues. Cronulla coming off a massive win over the Titans in Newcastle. It was a bit scratchy, but we're back in the winner's circle over the West Tigers last weekend, and obviously I think we have to win every game to have any chance of making the finals. Fletcher Sharp, boy, you'd like to score 4 tries in a game, wouldn't you, Spud?
Yeah, well, he was a standout in the New South Wales Cup. I don't know how many times I said, what's he doing in this game? So, no, good luck to him. He's been given an opportunity. And I think the Sharks, they're proving that they can do it without Nico. He's going to come in, wear a dinner suit in the finals.
Okay, you're going Sharks, are you?
Yeah, Sharks.
All right, okay. Good calling over the weekend, mate. Really looking forward to the game tonight. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, mate. See you, bud.
Mark Spud Carroll. All the action of the Panthers Storm game tonight from Bluebet Stadium. You can hear all of the action. We'll get underway from around about 7 o'clock. Mark calling the game with Brett Kumalli and Joel Kane. Round 24 in the NRL.